From Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Memorial Day weekend is just around the corner, which means plenty of drivers hitting the road. But it's no secret that prices at the pump here in California are skyrocketing and were already the highest in the country to begin with. The average gas price for a gallon of regular in the Golden State as of today is $6.14, compared to the national average of $4.56. The ongoing conflict with Iran has been driving these prices up and is raising questions about how long the state can keep its gas supplies stable, as well as how California can buffer the price increase while also sticking with its ambitious goals to cut emissions and move to cleaner power sources. Alejandro Lazo is a climate reporter with the nonprofit newsroom CalMatters, which partners with public media stations across the state, and he joins us now. Welcome to Insight.
Hi there. Thanks so much for having me.
So just a reminder, as people head to the pump to fill up and there's that sticker shock, what makes California's gas different and more expensive than other states?
Absolutely. There's a few reasons. First and foremost, California is an isolated fuel market. There's no pipelines bringing finished gasoline in from other parts of the country. So everything that, you know, we put in your pump, it gets either refined here or it arrives by a tanker at a port. So number two, you know, the state requires a special cleaner burning fuel blend that, California's refineries certainly make, but not all of the world's refineries do make. We've got, a gas tax. We've got one of the highest gas tax in the country at about 61 cents. And then there's climate programs here in the state that are unique to California. There's the Cap and Invest program. There's the Low Carbon Fuel Standard that adds some cost to every gallon. And then there's also what UC Berkeley economist Severin Borenstein has identified as a mystery gasoline surcharge that's just kind of an unexplained markup that shows up at the pump that the state government has identified as something unique to California's market.
Okay, so that mystery markup, any idea what that is, or is it just purely a mystery?
It's something that occurs between the gasoline being refined to getting to you at the pump. I do believe there are some, explanation as to what exactly they are, but it's fundamentally comes through the getting the gas to you.
Well, as you just laid out, it goes through like a lot of different hands, you know, before we fill up our gas tanks. How reliant is California on foreign oil?
Yeah, that's a great question. In the last 6 months, we've had two refineries close here in the state. So, we don't drill a lot of our own crude oil. We do have drilling in California, and so we do have our own oil that's refined here. But a lot of it is crude oil that is, shipped in from overseas. A lot of it has come from, Middle East markets, though in recent weeks, refineries here have shifted and are importing crude from other sources as well. Increasingly, we've also come to rely more on finished gasoline from other parts of the world. So California does rely a lot on imports for that reason that we, kind of mentioned at the top, that we don't have pipelines bringing in, finished gas from other parts of the country.
Well, since we have oil here and refineries here, and I know, as you mentioned, too, have left the state, wouldn't it be cheaper or help with costs if we actually produced it here? Or does that go against the state's climate goals?
So experts will tell you that the price of oil is set on a global market. And so if we drilled more here in California, and certainly there have been some measures in Sacramento, particularly last year, that were aimed at increasing drilling in Kern County in particular. But if we drilled more here and we had more crude oil here, that price would be set on a global marketplace. And we could even see that that going, to the highest bidder, so somewhere else. So it wouldn't necessarily reduce prices at the pump, but what it the reason we have been encouraging or looking to encourage more drilling in the state of California as of late is to try and help stabilize the refineries that we do have here in the state.
I see. Yeah, that's so important. Like the price of a barrel is internationally set. So is there any benefit to bringing in oil from elsewhere, instead of producing it here in California? Does it help with competition? Could it help drive down costs?
Well, that's certainly what several experts believe and have said, and also it's fundamentally a direction the state is contending with and looking to work with, and yeah, experts say fundamentally, more competition is a good thing. It would help increase supply and therefore bring prices down. The oil industry strongly disagrees. The Western States Petroleum Association, who's the lobbyist here, says that import dependence is the vulnerability, so they are certainly pushing policies that would help refineries here.
Well, as that debate goes on, in your reporting, officials in California have said that it has 6 weeks' worth of gas supply. That sounds really dire. What do they actually mean with 6 weeks' worth left?
Oh, right. Well, they said they have insight into 6 weeks' worth of where supply is coming from for the next 6 weeks. They said that a couple weeks ago. So they were saying we've got insight into where how much supply we've got into about mid-June or say or so. That doesn't mean that we're going to run out of gas or anything like that. No, certainly California is a massive economy. There's lots of demand here. We can we're a big market that will be supplied. That said, after that window of if the situation that we're all living through right now continues, we could see higher prices as refineries bid for more and the situation continues.
Yeah, I mean, as I mentioned off the top, like a price for a gallon of regular gas in the state on average is over $6 a gallon. That is a lot. I mean, how much higher could prices go when you talk to experts? Do they have any forecasts?
Oh yeah, I mean that's certainly the question, isn't it? And of course, experts disagree as to how much more potentially prices could go up. As you mentioned, we're about $6.14, 6.15. We've been hovering around there recently. So the CEC, the California Energy Commission, has forecast that prices are likely to settle under $7 a gallon. So something more like $6.50 if the war drags on. That's because once the price of gasoline, crosses the $5.50 a gallon mark, demand kind of starts dropping. Drivers start shifting their behavior. They start looking for cheaper gas stations, so on and so forth. And so the state certainly expects gas prices to settle out under $7. But others are more pessimistic, that's for sure. For instance, Severin Borenstein, he's a economist with UC Berkeley. He recently testified at the assembly, and he said that if the Strait of Hormuz stays closed, that's the Strait of Hormuz is that big part of the world where a lot of our supply or crude supply and gas supply passes through. The price of crude could jump another $40 to $80 a barrel, and each $40 increase translates to about $1 a gallon at the pump. So you could see gas, in that kind of worst case scenario, you could see gas crossing $7 or even $8 a gallon. And that would, in his words, be a crisis and not something that that California policy could do too much about.
Yeah, I mean, that's like a big yikes. But even the cautiously optimistic forecast of, oh, we'll stay under $7 a gallon for regular, I mean, that would still potentially would be a record. I think the highest recorded average price looking at AAA was back in 2022, June 14th of 2022, and regular unleaded was $6.43 a gallon.
Oh, so yeah. So then we are approaching a very high, you know, price at the pump, and something that you know, I think Sacramento lawmakers are certainly worried about, and you know, everybody in California is concerned about.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking with CalMatters climate reporter Alejandro Lazo about California's gas prices. So let's get into some solutions. I mean, you just mentioned that lawmakers are aware of this. The governor is aware of this. State leaders are aware of this. What conversations have you been monitoring, have been taking place to try and, you know, help buffer that costly blow of gas prices?
Yeah, well, I think the like big picture takeaway is, you know, one that's a little bit, you know, perhaps not the best of news, which is this is a global oil supply shock that's been brought on by, you know, global events, the Iran-Israel war, the U.S.'s war on Iran, and not much can change that here in California. The price of crude is set globally. What the state is doing is working to kind of manage this transition of less demand and less demand for gasoline overall in the midst of a transition towards more electric cars and so on. And the state is trying to build out, you know, or is at least in discussion to build out infrastructure to handle imports more efficiently. So, you know, port capacity, storage pipelines. And, you know, in the short term, the California Energy Commission has said that its negotiation, it's negotiating long-term supply deals with Asian refiners that could give California a bit more certainty over the next 3 to 6 months. But that's not changing anytime immediately, and certainly not in time for the Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, I mean, and you touched upon this, but you also reported that state regulators are considering that proposal to provide more subsidies for oil companies. Doesn't this go against the state's climate agenda? I would imagine there are groups who are in opposition to these potential changes.
Right. Yeah, I think you're mentioning the reporting I did recently on the state's cap and, you know, proposed changes to the state's cap and trade program. And that's been like a pretty big target of the oil and gas industry here locally. They've said that you know, the cap and trade program here in California, which basically puts a limit on the number of emissions that businesses can emit here in this in the state, and then makes them pay for whatever other amounts that that they do emit through allowances or permits. The state has put a proposal that you know, forward, that would you know, create a subsidy out of that program to try and ease the near-term costs that refiners you know, might face. And that's certainly worried environmentalists. Now, California is doing that, and they say that, you know, the subsidy would only be offered to folks, to businesses, refineries included, that invest in sort of clean energy, and that there's several guardrails there. But nevertheless, yeah, you know, environmentalists are, you know, very much concerned and raising alarm about that proposal.
Yeah, and still much more for you to follow, because CARB is set to decide on that proposal at the end of the month. So Alejandro, thank you so much for joining us with an update. Not the best news, but it is better for us to understand what's happening.
Of course, it was a real pleasure. Thanks.
Alejandro Lazo is CalMatters climate reporter. We've been talking about how California gas prices are rising amid the ongoing conflict with Iran, and how efforts to keep prices down collide with a push to reduce emissions. Up next, do you remember trying to furnish your first apartment? Did you have some help in the form of hand-me-downs from family and friends? Well, not everyone ends up so lucky. We'll learn how addressing furniture poverty for foster youth can help set them up for better success as adults. You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.